Welcome everyone, this is Franco.
Not Maven.
And we're doing another week in review.
Has it been another week already?
It has been another week.
How many of these do we do?
Apparently once a week.
I guess.
Well, we're going to give you all the stories that popped up, whether it be in video games,
movies,
pop culture in general.
TV.
Yeah, things
all
of that nature.
Things.
All the good stuff that you enjoy. And starting off, Civil War is about to come out, and who's the big character that's popping up on there? Spider-Man. And turns out that in his own movie, he's going to get a few or more main character popping up in his own movie, or this would be the Sony movie, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
Yeah, so Spider-Man Homecoming is the official title, and it turns out RDJ is going to be being lent from Marvel over to Sony.
Well, Iron Man is going to be in the movie. We don't really know if you can lend another man to another studio. I don't know if that's how that works.
This is not slavery, but you know what I mean. The character of Tony Stark will appear in Spider-Man Homecoming.
Iron Man's going to be in Spider-Man, which is going to be, I assume it's going to be a cameo, because I doubt he'll have any sort of real role just because it's still Fox Marvel, but I mean
Sony
Marvel, so it's going to be it'll be weird to have him like do anything other than, you know, like Spider-Man is probably going to do in the Civil War movie and just pop up and be like, hey, I'm Spider-Man.
Well, from my understanding is, I haven't seen it and I've been avoiding spoilers like the plague. Spider-Man apparently has a bigger role in Civil War than just popping up for that one fight.
Huh.
So I'm excited. I can't wait. I'm counting out the days.
Well, I mean, it's out already. So, if you live in France or the Philippines or any of those overseas locations that already have Civil War.
Lucky bastards.
Other than being super lucky, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, let us know what happens. I mean, tell us.
No spoilers. Don't let me know.
You can tell me.
Yeah. The
He'll
message
never
all to him, whatever. So, So counting out the days till Civil War. It is exactly 1 week from today. We're gonna be lining up like the nerds we are.
It's already, and apparently Civil War is already actually doing really well overseas, and it's projected to be a big movie, and unlike some other superhero films that came out recently it's gotten really good reviews. Stop hating on movies. It wasn't a good movie, but still, let it go.
I'll let it go.
Hashtag let it go.
So yeah, well, besides RDJ appearing in Spider-Man, excuse me, I'm still on Superman, but instead of appearing or only appearing in Spider-Man, it turns out that he was saying in one of the last interviews that during like the whole Civil War press junket that Iron Man 4, he wouldn't be against the idea of doing another Iron Man 4. Whether Marvel has one of these planned out for him, or they can afford him because, what was the last movie? $100 million or something along those lines?
I don't think, he got paid on the back end. He didn't get a lot up front, so.
But still.
It's a lot of money, but my question is, do you guys think RDJ is getting a little too long in a tooth to be Iron Man? I don't think so. But there has been some rumblings around the internet that RDJ is getting a bit old to be Iron Man, and maybe they need to recast it in order to reboot the franchise.
Well, that's
I would say
if that happens, it would have to be after Infinity Wars.
For sure.
Or justify a new face on Tony Stark.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
Whoever gets cast for that, they got big shoes to fill.
Yeah, they really do. Right. I mean, Iron Man did start the whole Marvel, the new era of the Marvel movies.
The MCU.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, keeping it with the movies, the new Jason Bourne movie. Jason Bourne is the official title. Jason Bourne.
So they went from so what was the first one?
It was the Bourne Identity.
Bourne Identity.
The Bourne Supremacy.
Supremacy, Ultimatum.
And then the Ultimatum.
And then the one with Hawkeye.
Yeah, which is Legacy.
Legacy, okay.
And then they ran out of things because they already did the Ultimatum. Where do you go from there?
You would have thought that the Ultimatum would have been the last movie, but I guess it wasn't that much of an Ultimatum.
No. You got to go with Legacy with it. So then now it's just plain Jason Bourne.
I don't know if you guys have seen the trailer. Check it out if you haven't.
Yeah.
I swear I've seen this Jason Bourne movie before, because in the trailer, obviously they're not going to give too much away, but right. in the trailer it's like, hey, I already know everything. Mm-hmm. Jason Bourne actually says that.
Yeah.
And then one of the old characters, I'm not going to spoil it for you if you haven't seen it, but one mm-hmm. of the old characters says, well, just because you know everything doesn't mean you know everything. So, I mean, he's already so taken out, like, Treadstone, he's done that in the first three movies, so
right.
who's left to take down?
And I'm pretty sure Hawkeye took out the rest of whatever was left over of Treadstone, whatever variation, because they have a couple names.
Are they just making this movie just to make the movie so they can still, like, feed off of the Jason Bourne legacy? Not to bring up the movie, but just to feed off of the franchise,
I guess. I would imagine so. I mean,
did they pay Matt Damon like an insane amount of money to be like, hey, come yeah. back for another one? Like, what?
I would imagine. I mean, what other story is there to tell? I mean, he already knows everything. And actually, we ended up watching the trailer to Supremacy or Ultimatum. Trailer for Ultimatum, and it had a lot of the same beats.
If you look at both of them, it's him saying, hey, I already know everything, in the Ultimatum trailer. And
yeah.
then in the Jason Bourne trailer, he's like, but I already know everything.
Yeah.
So I
don't know. So
you guys, I mean, you judge for yourselves, but it feels like I've seen this Jason Bourne movie.
But you know what? I'll give it a chance. And you know why I'll give it a chance? Because it's not a remake. It's a sequel. So speaking of remakes, turns out a Magnificent Seven. Magnificent Seven is getting a remake.
For those of you that don't know, The Magnificent Seven
was
a Western.
Yes, made way before any of us were born.
Way back in the 60s?
1960,
there you go.
Exact. And had Yul Brynner, if I don't remember.
It was a really popular movie back when it came out.
Yeah, it was really, really,
it's
from the 60s.
Yeah, and it's basically, it's like every other Western, you know.
A small town gets invaded by, you know.
Bad guy, and then, you know, they hire a group of mercenaries to protect the town, or they hire a lone gunslinger to protect the town.
Right.
So it's like every other Western in alive.
Yeah. So, I mean,
but this one stars Denzel Washington.
Yeah. Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt, as you know, from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Ethan Hawke.
Jurassic Park. Ethan Hawke's in it, you're right.
Yeah, and it's I guess they're bringing back the team of Training Day, because you have Denzel
so
there you go.
It's Training Day in the Wild Wild West.
Exactly.
and also our favorite villain from Daredevil.
Oh yeah, isn't it?
Yeah, the Kingpin, I believe.
Oh yeah, Vincent D'Onofrio. That's right. He's in it. I don't know if he's gonna be a villain in this, but
no, he's part of the
seven.
Crew, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But yeah, so they're remaking this movie, and the trailer, if you haven't seen it, obviously, check it out.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't really sway me to watch the movie.
Yeah, and I was already turned off because it's a remake. But it falls into that gray area where it has been, 50, almost 60 years?
It's been a really
since
long
the last
time,
one.
Yeah,
so maybe you can get by with doing a Magnificent Seven? Because, I mean, it came out in the 60s, so I mean, I guess if any movie is going to get a pass, I'd figure that one would.
I mean, maybe, but and this is my own personal opinion, you guys probably have other feelings.
And put in the comments below what you thought.
Seeing that you guys aren't me, but
mm-hmm.
I mean, I like Chris Pratt. I think
so
he's great in comedic roles,
mm-hmm.
but for some reason, I can never take him. I don't know if it's because of his tone of voice and his delivery, but I can't ever take him serious in like a full-fledged like an action movie like Jurassic Park. When I saw him in Jurassic Park, I didn't really,
I thought it was
I didn't appreciate him in terms of, like, I didn't believe his badassness just because there was so many, everything he said sounded like it was the lead into a joke. So
right, that's true. But
so
I
like him as
an
actor. Like, I think he's a great comedic actor, and I think in Guardians of the Galaxy, where it sort of blends the action and the comedy,
mm-hmm.
like, he really shines.
Yeah.
But for me, in this trailer, like, it's because The Magnificent Seven, the movie is sort of, the tone of the trailer at least, makes it seem like a serious movie. So it's a little odd right. for me to see him in that and sort of believe him as like this hardcore badass when he's got this kind of baby face and right. And the delivery, like I said, it
yeah, and I think he'll be obviously he'll be the comedy sidekick or the there for comedic effect because you have all these hardcore actors in it like Denzel Washington and Ethan Hawke and so on and so forth. Yes, but
yeah, maybe they just featured him a lot in the trailer because he's hot right now.
Yeah, and I mean I was okay with him in Jurassic World. It's essentially Star Lord but with dinosaurs, so it wasn't that much of a stretch.
Was it?
For it was. Okay. I thought so. Right. And I like the movie in and of itself, but I like dinosaurs. So
I like dinosaurs too. Yeah. We're tangenting again.
Right.
We're gonna veer back on.
You know it's a tangent when we're talking about I like dinosaurs. But staying on Guardians of the Galaxy and Chris Pratt, there's a rumor going on for Tower of Terror in Disneyland. If you're not familiar
that's
with
Disneyland,
Tower...
California, not right. Disney World, Orlando.
Right. Now, for those who don't know, Tower of Terror is this ride in Hollywood Studios. I don't know if it's still Hollywood Studios over there, or is it just Disneyland? I've never been.
It's just Disneyland.
Okay, yeah. So Disneyland, there's ride. It's this elevator ride that goes up and down really fast, you know, in an attempt to scare you, based off of an old show called The Twilight Zone.
Which apparently no one knows about anymore, because it's right. that old.
So it turns out that they're going to redo this ride and theme it on Guardians of the Galaxy, which I have mixed feelings for. I like the fact that they're bringing it, you know, a little bit to more modern times, but I dug the creepy vibe that Twilight Zone had, and Disney isn't big on creepy, so it was like the only creepy ride besides... Haunted Mansion, but can you really call that creepy?
It's not really creepy, but no. I mean, it's just a like I said, or like Franco said, it's just a rumor at this point, so yeah. Nothing's confirmed or anything. So, Tower of Terror fans don't get too up in arms about it, but right. I mean, I it would be
or
weird,
do. Or do,
or do,
nip it in the bud.
It's unless they're gonna make Marvel land in that area, like it doesn't to me, it doesn't make. A whole lot of sense to rebrand the one ride, especially since it's not like the ride wasn't
bad.
Popular. It's a popular ride. So mm-hmm. I guess we'll see if this rumor pans out. If it doesn't pan out,
yeah, and
only time
I
will tell.
Think it also probably has to do with they're trying to shoehorn a lot of Marvel properties back into the Disney side of it. Because if those who don't know, Universal has the rights to have Marvel characters at theme parks right now. Islands of Adventure.
Yeah, but that is
but that's expiring if I'm not mistaken. So you know, I guess this is Disney's way of, you know,
taking back their property taking the property that they now bought in Marvel. So
exactly. So now we're switching gears to TV.
Alright, what happens in TV?
TV, Game of Thrones premiered last Sunday for those who watched it, or those who didn't. We're not going to spoil anything. We're just going to give you a quick rundown.
Well, you should
rundown.
Have seen it by now.
Well,
no,
that's true. It's
I'm
been a week. Well, if you want to spoil
I'm
it.
I'm going to spoil
it. All right. Spoiler warning. The possible spoilers.
No, spoilers are going to happen.
Spoilers
it's
will.
Up to you to leave and fast forward.
You will
section.
Get heartbroken. just like the
Red
Wedding.
I don't
wedding.
Think you'll be heartbroken just because I wasn't impressed by the first episode. Mm-hmm. Franco was impressed by the first episode. But
yeah, but I'm easily impressed, so that's not saying much.
It's just, it seemed really boring to me. And, like, Game of Thrones, sort of, last season wasn't great for me just because of, it felt like they're just trying to shock you. And, like, and I've said in previous videos, they've literally killed off everybody that I cared about mm-hmm. watching or that I was rooting for, except for maybe two characters. So I'm not so interested in it anymore from that aspect because by the time you try to root for someone, someone dies. But
yeah.
The first episode, all that aside, just seemed really boring. It was legitimately like a wrap-up episode. It was like, mm-hmm. let's
yeah,
show the last...
I'll give them that.
But no, it's like, let's show the last... like, and it wasn't a huge, big, like, ending wrap-up. It was like... here's literally the last 30 seconds of what we could have showed you in the end episode
see,
of last season.
See, but I think what they were trying to do is fix the issue with what happened with, well, I don't know if it was not last season, but season before, where the Red Wedding happened. The Red Wedding happened the episode, the second to last episode.
Right.
So then the last episode was kind of...
But that's like what they've been known for, though.
Like a complete and utter meh. Because honestly, I think I maybe watched half of that episode and then, you know, just moved on.
But that's what they've been known for, their second to last episode of a Game of Thrones season.
Right, but
like
now...
all the seasons before were like the big episodes.
So. I guess. But maybe they try to play something different.
But I get it. Fine, mm-hmm. You want to do that. You want to make your final episode like a you know, a real... but you're gonna sit there and you're gonna give us the new episode of the first season, which is like, okay, here's, you know, 3 minutes of footage of the end of what happens after they kill Jon Snow, and here's 3 minutes of footage on what happens to Daenerys, and here's 3 minutes of footage on what happens to Marcella and you know, Mr. One Hand coming back to Westeros. It's like Jamie Lannister.
Yeah.
It's just, it was a really weird episode for me. It's like, wow, it was like, okay, three, and it wasn't like this great reveal of something that happened. It was just, it was a literal 3 minutes of, oh, okay. Of
catching up with everybody.
Yeah. It was like a recap. It was like, oh, okay.
Well, I liked it because not only was it a recap, but it was also pretty much tying up loose ends of what was of last season, like, oh, what would happen when, what happens when Marcella or Jamie gets back to whatever the fuck, I forgot what it's called, back to the kingdom. It escapes me right now. I apologize.
It happened.
And then in Thorne, what happens to the three sisters and what, that's not their mom, that was
no,
one of their accomplices after killing Marcella. Well, that little story arc ends there, or puts a pin on it, and, you know, to be further progressed. But it neatly, you know,
but it was
compartmentalizes
like a little,
everything.
If they added like 10 more minutes to the last episode, they literally could have wrapped
it. Essentially could have been
a
montage.
It was a montage.
It could essentially been a montage.
The only new thing happened
was Melisandre.
Was Melisandre the red head, the red woman? If you don't know her name, I didn't know what her name was.
Yeah.
But like the whole thing with her and the necklace, apparently, like, people are creating this stupid controversy about her necklace and that being like the key to her youth or whatever. Because there's a in the thing where she takes off the necklace and then she becomes this old woman.
I was taken back by that because it's like, you know, there's a little bit of nudity, and you're like, oh, and then you go, oh.
No, but still, like...
Yeah, so that was where my issue was, because it's like,
But it was really, to me, it was dumb, because I don't understand what the controversy is.
I didn't realize there was a controversy.
Like, if you check the internet's going bananas, but she takes off her thing,
and she wasn't
anymore? Yeah, it was hot with the necklace on, and she wasn't hot without the necklace on.
It's like makeup.
But no. But then, like, if you go back a few episodes...
they
like,
mentioned
or
it
even
at
a couple
point.
Of seasons. Yeah, I think maybe a couple
they,
of seasons.
They mentioned it that she's older than she appears.
But it's not even that. Like, she's in the bath. If you search... You can see this on the internet once you search for it.
The interwebs.
Like, she's in a bathtub without the necklace and she's young.
Right.
And now she's in front of the mirror and she takes off the necklace and she gets old. So, like... There's no...
And then
is there a correlation with the necklace? Is there not a correlation with the necklace? Like, what's... That's... Well,
yeah.
I guess we'll have to wait and see, but I think it's... That was like a weird, stupid cliffhanger to leave you with.
Yeah, that's true,
It was a dumb cliffhanger. Sorry, Game of Thrones, but that was dumb.
Yeah, well, that was Game of Thrones, because, I mean, I'm happy, and I can't wait to see what else is going on.
I don't really care.
Yeah, he didn't care.
I'm going to watch it and fast forward.
Yeah, so, now, speaking of potentially really good shows that you might be happy with... Iron Fist has on Netflix. That's going to be the next one after Luke Cage. It should be coming out sometime next year. For that one, actually started filming. There are screenshots and little spy photos of the two actors. I can't name them off the top of my head, but it looks interesting. I'm not familiar with Iron Fist, but
I wonder if they're gonna. Because in Jessica Jones, they kind of bled in Luke Cage. I'm thinking, sorry, Nick Fury. Sorry. So they bled in. Yes. Okay. Yeah.
They're both bald.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah. Okay.
So they cut it. They bled in Luke Cage mm-hmm. and Jessica Jones. But I know that is like an obvious reason why they did that.
Right.
So, and Iron Fist is also part of a crew. I don't want to spoil that for you, so I don't tell you what crew it's part of. But do you think they're gonna bleed in Iron Fist in
Luke
Cage?
They would have to. You'd have to get a little acclimated. I mean, they're not gonna flat out tell you, oh, hey, you know, now introducing Iron Fist.
Well, no, like, do you think they're just gonna be like, hey, here's, because they never introduced Jessica Jones. They just sort of gave her her own show.
Right, but in all fairness,
will they do the same thing for Iron Fist?
No, I think they're gonna give him some kind of introduction. Maybe he bumps into Luke Cage in passing. And he's gonna, because,
or maybe they partner up in an episode or two or something
maybe.
Like that.
Maybe it's a possibility, yeah. But from what I saw, the screenshots or the spy photos that I saw, he was just he looked like a hobo. He was like barefoot and walking on the street and stuff like that in New York. So I'm assuming he's just gonna bump into Luke Cage at some point during the next season. And and that's pretty much it. That's as much as of introduction you're gonna get to Iron Fist.
I think they'll bleed him, like they'll give him like an episode together with Luke Cage, just because I don't think a lot of people know a lot about Iron Fist. I think more people knew the Luke Cage
Daredevil,
Jessica Jones, I think a lot more people know about them instead of Iron Fist. I don't think Iron Fist was, he had his own comic for a little bit, but I don't think he was
for
that.
For a while, actually.
Right, but I don't think he was a major, I don't think he was a major, you know, he was obviously one of the side characters. So,
yeah.
I guess we'll have to wait and see what they do with Iron Fist, but I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, so am I. Because, one, Netflix, and, you know, so far they haven't let me down. It's 3 seasons into their whole Marvel-ness.
That's true. And the MCU TV Netflix edition.
Yeah, so, I'm excited. I can't wait. And now, flipping, you know, changing the page a little, we're going to video games. And there's been a lot of stuff, mainly concerning consoles. First and foremost, the 360, the beloved 360, is no longer in production.
Beloved?
You had Halo. I had loads of games. Oh, we got
the only reason in my life that I bought an Xbox 360 was because of Halo. Mm-hmm. I'm normally a sports gamer. As you can see, every week I'm in some sort of Manchester United sports gear. But like Madden, FIFA, you know, NBA, 2K, all of those things are sort of my genre of games. But I really got into to Halo on the Xbox, which was, again, the only reason I got an Xbox. So when it came over to the 360, I popped over, and I think that was the only game that I had for it. But I mean,
no, they had loads of games. You had Mass Effect.
It's no PlayStation.
Whatever. Mass Effect. We had Fallout. Fallout 3 in New Vegas. We had there's so many freaking games. They had loads of games. Well, you know, that's it. It's the end of an era officially now with the 360 stop production, and they're now looking into the future. It seems that actually they're gonna have a Xbox One 2.0, I guess.
We'll get to that one.
Right, and this is more of like a rumor or anything. It was leaked out that some production has started on it, and based on, it was like off of some Chinese, I think it was a Chinese manufacturer that's producing them, and it's essentially,
thanks Apple. I feel Apple caused this with the 0.5s. Like, theirs was like, iPhone, you know, 4 and then the iPhone 4.5 or whatever you want to call it.
Not necessarily, because
is that what they're doing now? Because it's not a full-fledged, like, brand new.
But here's the thing, though.
Consoles
have been doing this as far as every few years. They come up with a 360 and a 360 Slim. And then now they have an Xbox One, and now they're going to have the Xbox One Slim. That's not the official title, and this is all, and like I said,
but I don't think it's just that
from my understanding is, it is a smaller console, based off of like the weight and stuff
right,
like that.
Right, but this one has new tech specs too, doesn't it?
Has, I think, maybe a faster processor, but I think When the Slim came out, the Slim had a quieter fan, and I think the processor was faster as well.
Who knows?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it does. And same thing goes for now PS4. PS4 was actually did it before the Xbox One. The Xbox One is just recently found out. But PS4, they have a PS4.5 coming out sometime next year. That one has to do with
that will have a faster processor.
That will have a faster processor.
We'll be able to play games at a faster frame per second.
Yeah. And the main thing on that is for the VR. They are focusing on VR, and they have their whole Sony VR coming out, or PlayStation VR. And that's their thing. But all of their games... one of the requisite for games coming out on that system is that they also have to work on the older PS4. So you won't be getting any loss of... the game is going to essentially be the same, just with a higher frame rate. It might look slightly better.
It will look better. Well, slightly better.
Okay,
it's not like they're increasing the frame rate by like one.
Yeah, so it'll look better. It'll look better, but they have to work on both systems.
But see, and now, is this... an Xbox killer, because, I mean, they're increasing the frame rate by basically double, and they're going to have better graphics. You can still use, if you've got the regular PlayStation 4, you can still play the games on that console, or you can play it on this new console.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no loss of having to design two different sets of games.
Mm-hmm.
So does this mean that Xbox is going to... I mean, Sony sort of is killing the marketplace right now, so is this going to create a bigger gap for Xbox to catch up to?
It could, just by the sake that they have VR and Xbox doesn't. So, I mean, aspect...
I mean, Xbox can technically, they can go to Samsung, who is apparently like the leader in easy, cheap VR right now, and say, hey, Samsung, can you, you know... jump on board with us and help us out with this VR thing. But aside from the VR thing, I think, I mean, you're basically about to get on a console the same frame rate that you would get on a PC game.
No, nowhere near.
That's what they're saying.
No, that's you'll never get that sort of comparison. In all honesty, they can sell it that way, but that is
But it's moving closer toward it, right? And not by a little bit. It's not two frames per second.
Remember, whenever you get something on a console, it's already been out on a PC for at least 3 years. Consoles are always 3 years behind, a minimum of 3 years behind PCs. That's just a fact. And anybody who agrees with me, comment below, because I want the support on that one. But yeah, it's always, that's why they call it the PC master race. It's always, the PC's always like leaps and bounds over a console. But I think the ones that are really getting shafted on this is the people who bought a PS4 or already have a PS4, and it's been way more than their return policy.
So, right, but still, it's the same thing for everybody else when Xbox comes out.
Right, like, but it's still, it might be a little bit better, it might be a little bit quieter, but people that, or the early adapters, and so, I mean, those people are always getting screwed over. But people who literally just bought a PS4, and they're now getting shafted because it's essentially the same price.
Yeah, right, but at the end of the day, it's like upgrading your phone. By the time you pay and you get that new phone... Your new phone's only giving you a new phone for 6 months.
Yeah, but you can
new phone.
But you can resell a phone and get I guarantee you, go to GameStop, you're gonna get $80 for a PS4.
Okay, that's if you're dumb enough to sell your stuff.
Even if you go to Craigslist, you can't sell what you paid for. Or even get remotely
right, but
close.
That's like it with everything. Like you
right,
can't
but,
go and
but,
sell your.
But here's the thing, though: when you buy an iPhone, you get it for, let's say, the subsidy price of $400. You can turn around and sell an iPhone for the equal or more because it's out of contract.
Either way, I don't see it being that big of a deal.
I think it's a big deal for people who just bought it within the last couple months.
Well, you're bad.
Yeah.
You should have done some research before you bought your console.
Well, I bought mine like last year or a year before that, so I'm good. I've already gotten my play out of it.
But by the way, for those of you that love PlayStation, there was something that just popped out recently that made me laugh to no end. If you're a big fan of the Uncharted series like some of us, Mm-hmm. I think even him too.
Yeah.
Guess what? Someone stole a few boxes of Uncharted games off the back. It fell off the back of a truck.
Uh-huh.
So, in case you're wondering, or if you're near one of those backs of the trucks, I'm sure you could probably pop on YouTube and see someone playing the new Uncharted game. But
although that would be kind of dumb because the cops would probably be all over it.
But why?
Because it's a stolen game?
It's a stolen game, but they're going to hunt you down because it's a week early?
Well, yeah, because one, it fell off the back of a truck and was stolen. It wasn't like they pre-ordered it and it got shipped to their house early. Then you get a pass. But you freaking stole something.
I guess. I mean, you're going to have to really want you down to take it, though.
Yeah, so...
They're going to have to really want that one copy back.
Well, it wasn't the one copy. It was the guy who stole the few boxes of it.
But yeah.
So,
that was... I mean, I thought that was hilarious. So,
yeah.
You'll probably see some stuff online. It probably pops up on some website somewhere. But,
yeah
some games of the new Uncharted has fallen off the back of a truck. So, if you're really into the Uncharted series and you just want to get a little extra glimpse on what's going to happen in this new one, or even see some gameplay or something,
yeah.
I'm sure you can find some the interweb. So
that
give it a look there.
Yeah, and keeping it with video game themes, we have Nintendo apparently.
Okay.
I gave up on the Wii.
Everyone gave up on Nintendo after the Super Nintendo?
No. Because you got Nintendo 64, you had Game GoldenEye.
Nintendo 64.
And I liked the GameCube. I was on board with Nintendo all the way up until the Wii. And then they went way far left into, forgetting about the people who actually supported them throughout the years. And went, grandma needs to go bowling. So
I don't know if it was grandma. I think they just stuck with simple kids, like your first console kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like the Nintendo 64 was everyone's first console, or not? The Super Nintendo was like everyone's first console.
Mm-hmm. Or Nintendo.
Nintendo, right?
Yeah.
Super NES.
Yeah.
Or NES.
Yeah.
Was everyone's first console, so I think they're just sticking with the. We want your Nintendo to be your first console. Here's how you play it when you're 8 or 9, and then when you get a little older and you graduate to more mature titles, you want to cut people's faces off
right.
in Gears of War or Doom or
right. But Halo, here's the thing though, Nintendo had this thing where you had or still have the hardcore fanboys, the same way Apple has theirs.
They do, but I think
it's
mostly for Mario, isn't it?
Not necessarily. They had Zelda. Like Super Metroid and Legend of Zelda and all this other stuff. But they have their hardcore fanboys, and a lot of people got their video game fix off of Super Nintendo and through the generations and Resident Evil, and they had like games that both appeased the casual and the hardcore gamer. When they went to the Wii, they kind of fell off that and just focused on. The casual gamer.
Loss of exclusivity for a lot of things.
The Nintendo produced their own game, so how more exclusive could you possibly be?
But it wasn't the only thing they produced. I mean, Resident Evil wasn't theirs, Metroid. Was
Metroid
theirs?
Metroid was theirs. Legend of Zelda was theirs.
So Zelda, Mario, and Metroid.
Pokemon. Pokemon's
Nintendo.
Yeah.
I didn't even know.
That's
how many Pokemon I played.
Yeah, so it's their thing. But it kept in line with having making the hardcore gamers happy, but at the same time appeasing to the casuals. Now they got off of that with the Wii, and now even further with the Wii U, which it sucks because if you just bought one, or if you bought one within the last year or so,
you're on this thing with just buy one. Like, have you been burned recently? Like,
I haven't, but I feel for the people who, let's say, for example, bought a Dreamcast back in the day, or a Saturn.
That's what happens when you're
that one gets tossed out, and then there's zero support, and they move on to the next system, to the Nintendo NX is the name. I guess they're going with, or the whole placeholder name. But I think what I'm hoping that they do is probably play catch up. Before it was, graphics weren't their priority, and it was more about the gameplay. But if you fail in the gameplay, then you have no graphics to back you up. Now it's neither with the Wii U.
Yeah, so, well, I mean, Nintendo's still doing, they're actually doing really well. They have a social media platform called Miiboto or Miyamoto or something like that, which apparently is actually getting a lot of really good followers and a lot of people are on it. So maybe they're on their way back, but well, I don't know.
We'll see what Nintendo does.
You guys, is anybody out there still play their Nintendo? I mean,
I don't.
I think most people play the handhelds, right?
Yeah, the Game Boys and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're the only ones that make a handheld, really.
Sony still makes theirs.
Really?
The Vita, they still make theirs. Yeah, that's still apparently it's still a thing.
I just figured between the Nintendo handheld and games on phones that sort of kill that market, but all right,
but it's still a thing.
Who knows?
It's still a thing. So that pretty much puts a pin on the week in review. Thanks everybody for watching. Please like and subscribe. And on that note, we're out of here.